Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. This is Alara. As some of you know, I've changed my name. Yes, still Shefali, but I've changed my name to Alara Canfield at the beginning of this year. Many, many people have asked me why. And so it's not something that I just decided last minute. I've been planning this for like 6 months. And I thought, you know, why not January 1st, new energy, new year, new beginnings. It's as good a time as any, right? So it took a lot of people by surprise. So I apologize for that, for any inconvenience that it has caused you, any worry that it has caused you. I apologize for that. But it is, you know, new beginnings, new year. I'm in a new country, right? And everything is starting off fresh and new this year. And so we'll see. I'm still sick. Well, not really, but I'm getting over it. So first and foremost, I want to ask you if somebody could just type into the Q&A how the sound is, just making sure that you can all hear me okay. I really appreciate that. So today is a healing call. It's basically mostly going to be healing, not a lot of coaching or talking per se. We're going to focus mostly on healing and bringing in new energies for the new year, to make sure that, you know, when we're starting off with a clean slate, right? We're starting off with new intentions, new ways of being, new ideas that we have, right? New resolutions, new goals. Just everything is brand new. So what is it that we all want to do? So first and foremost, I want to encourage you all to make sure you have some water, because this is going to be, like I said, a healing energy call. So there's going to be a lot of energies running, and you're going to need the water to help you to ground, as well as to help move the energy with more ease. Okay, so please do make sure you have some water. So I'm going to assume, oh, perfect, great sound. Yay, thank you. Thank you. All right, so we're going to get started, because, you know, might as well. So like I said, January, brand new year, and it's a 1 year in numerology. So it's like new beginnings all around, right? It's a new cycle starting this year. And so this is really a time of not just letting go of what no longer serves you. And it feels like we've been doing that for the past couple of months, right? Letting go, letting go, letting go. But it's not just about letting go of people, places, ideas, beliefs, and so on that no longer work for you. But it's really about choosing what you would like your future to be and look like, you know, what you would like to experience, and then have the intention to experience that this year. And so I'm using the word intention a lot more than goals and resolutions. But, you know, whatever works for you, do that. I will try and use all three just to make sure we have everybody covered. But I like intentions because, you know, intentions is more positive, it's more expansive, it's more moving forward, and it just has a less negative connotation for me, right? So, sorry about that. So we're going to use that word, okay? So having these new intentions for this year, you know, sometimes it can look kind of scary because it's like, okay, new year, blank slate, you know, I'm going to do it this time. And sometimes we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves for that, right? We're going to do this no matter what. And so sometimes that can be a bit scary, right? And so for me, it's like, okay, well, these are the intentions that I have. This is what I plan to do. This is what I would like to do. This is what I would like to experience in my life this year. And I will try my best to make it happen, right? But there's no negativity around it. I'm not forcing myself. It's like I'm still going to be in the moment. You know, what works for me in the moment? What do I want to choose in the moment? What feels good in the moment, right? So it's about being present in the moment and doing what works for you. So having new intentions and accomplishing them, reaching those intentions, making them come to fruition, it takes, you know, focus, and it's going to take some commitment, and it's going to take some awareness and choice. I talk about choice a lot, so we're going to probably be talking about that quite a bit. So focusing on what your intentions are, what your desires are for the year, right? And it's not just about writing them down once and never looking at them again. It's not just about creating a vision board and never looking at it again, just putting it there. No, no, it goes, it's way beyond that, right? And commitment, you know, so for me, I wrote down 6 or 7 intentions for this year. And so part of that really means looking at what I wrote down, you know, looking at it every day, right? And really feeling the energy of, is that really what I really want? You know, is that what I desire for this year? And then, you know, what I do is I make sure that I accomplish, I take action on at least one of them during the day. It usually ends up being more, but, you know, I try to take action on one of my intentions every day. And it's been helping, you know, looking at them every day, taking one action on at least one of them is helping. So that's part of what I'll be talking about more in the Intention Manifestation Mastery Program, which starts next Monday, which is a 4-week online live program for $44, which is really, really reasonable, beyond reasonable. So I'm trying to find a nice word here. So you might want to take a look at that. But that is what I do. And somebody asked a question already about vision boards. Constance asked, "Is what's the best way to supercharge our vision boards? And is it better to envision a 5-year year once and let it go, or regularly, daily envision our best year ever?" Yeah, great question. And so, you know, that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about in the next program. But I can tell you right now, if you just look at it once and never focus on it again, it's not going to happen, because you're not putting your energy into it, right? Your desire into it. And the energy we're talking about is not of the want or of the lacking. It's the experience, the experiencing of it and having of it and knowing of that you'll have it, that it's coming to you, and believing that it exists in general, right? So that's one thing I wanted to share about that you asked, Constance. Thank you. And let me go back. So, you know, when I was talking about, you know, it's so important for us when we are looking at our goals and intentions and resolutions and trying to make them come to fruition, you know, sometimes we get distracted, right? Very easily we can get distracted, and we can procrastinate, we can all sorts of stuff comes up. So just be aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and what actions you're taking or not taking, right? And you can change them when they are not in alignment with what you truly desire, when they are not in alignment with your intentions, right? So you know that you have the power to change any and all of that. So it's being aware of those and being aware of the choices and the infinite possibilities that are available to you, and then choose, you know, what is in alignment with your intentions for the year, right? So there's so much that's available. Everything is available to us. So, but what do we want to choose? What do we want to focus on? And really, what is in alignment with our intentions? So that's why it's so clear. It's so important for us to be clear on what our intentions are so that we have a focus, right? A point of focus. And also, you know, be aware of the divine support that is always with you and around you. And you can call on the support for help to fulfill your dreams, fulfill your passions, you know, to fulfill the future that you're looking for and to assist you in living a more prosperous life. And so today, you'll be receiving new energies, frequencies, and vibrations to help you get unstuck, because already I know that people are stuck. It's only been 2 weeks, but people are already stuck on their goals, right? And to help you become unstoppable and inspire and empower you to move forward and create your new reality with more ease and grace, so that you can manifest your intentions for a truly magical year, you know, so that you can live a life that is prosperous and amazing for you. So I have a lot planned, so we'll see how much of it we can do. So we're going to start off with a few processes, and then we'll take some questions. But I just wanted to make sure that we do more healing than coaching on the call today. So I'm going to, you know, sometimes I tend to talk a lot, right? So I don't want to do that. I want to be cognizant of the healing part of it. So let's get started here. So definitely, like I said, have some water handy. So we're going to get started now to do some of the healing that we wanted to do today, or that I wanted to do. So some of you are familiar with some of these processes because some of them I do on a regular basis. So they're the, I guess they've become the foundation of the healing work that I like to do. So let's start off by first visualizing that we're standing under a crystal clear waterfall. And just imagine that the droplets of water are filled with rainbows. I love rainbows. They just make me so happy. So the droplets of water are all filled with rainbows. So basically, you are being bathed in rainbows right now. So just let the water cleanse your body, your mind, and your soul. So this will help to cleanse and purify your energy field in preparation for this healing today that we're going to be doing. So just imagine that the water is whatever temperature you like, cool, warm, just let it feel good, whatever it is. And just also imagine that the sun is shining on you as well. I like being in a waterfall with the sun on me. It's just like so magical. So just imagine that for yourself and just know that all the toxins and the emotional toxins and all the mental chatter and all that stuff you don't really need is just leaving you right now and going into the water and into Mother Earth to be transmuted. Just let it all go, whatever you don't need right now, all the mental toxins, all the physical toxins, all the emotional toxins, let them all go. We're going to start off fresh. Okay, now just step out of the water, bask in those sun's rays, take in that energy of the beautiful sun. Oh my goodness, I was out today and I was in the sun and it was like I was so happy. It's like, oh my God, I love this. So just imagine that you are being bathed in the warmth of the sun. And it's not just warmth, but their healing energy, the healing rays of the great central sun is coming down on you right now to empower you, inspire you, and give you more vitality and energy. Perfect, beautiful. And now I just like would like you to do some gentle breathing, nothing too strenuous. So just breathe in slowly through your nose to a count of four. And breathe out slowly through your mouth to a count of four. And again, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And one more time, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And then just center in your heart space in the middle of your chest the best you can. And so now we're going to call upon all of our support team, our guides and angels. And they're already here, but I like to call on them specifically to have that intention. So I now call upon our higher selves, our I Am presences, our guides and angels to surround us with their light, love, grace, and energy and support us in the best and highest way possible at this time. And I ask my higher self and I Am presence and guides and angels specifically to work with me and through me to facilitate this healing call for all. Imagine roots growing out of your feet and going deep down into the heart of Mother Earth. And just feel that support, that love embracing you. And just know that at any point during the call, if you start to feel lightheaded or really tired or if the energy is too much for you, you can always connect into Mother Earth and bring some of that grounding energy up into your body as well. And so now take a deep breath and connect into the great central sun, Father Sun, Creator, Source, God, high up above the blue sky and white clouds. And you can just imagine that your hands are like branches of a tree and they're reaching up high to the great central sun. And just feel that bliss, that joy, that oneness. Beautiful. Now, energetically, we are all now connected from our hearts to the heart of Mother Earth and from our hearts to Father Sun. And then just remember, you know, you can connect into Mother Earth, to ground if you need to, or and you can drink some water as well. So now just relax, take a few deep breaths, and just center in your heart space. And I'll be training you to a light theta state and slight trance state. So please give me your permission to connect with your energy field. And please do not participate in this session if you're driving or doing something else that requires your attention or focus. Okay, wow, perfect. So I'm just connecting in with all of you on the call now and on the call later. So we're just going to do a really quick chakra clearing exercise because I think this is so important. So I just would like you to just close your eyes, connect in with your body, and bring your awareness to your sacral chakra, the second chakra first. And just imagine that there is a bright glowing ball of orange fire there. So connect in with that really quickly. Great, now we're going to go down to the root chakra. We're going to start at the base of your spine, and we're going to set the root chakra on fire with a great big red ball of fire energy. So just imagine this great ball of red fire that's burning up any issues around survival, ungroundedness, around financial difficulties. So just imagine that the fire in the root chakra is burning, 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 and burning up all those issues that are no longer serving you. And take a deep breath to integrate that. And now we're going to go up to the sacral chakra. And just imagine that there's a great big ball of orange fire burning there. And it's burning up any issues around relationships and acceptance. Acceptance of yourself, acceptance of others. So just imagine that fire burning up all those issues. Clearing all those issues, burning brighter and brighter, bigger and bigger. And now we're going to go up to the solar plexus chakra, the third chakra, and imagine a great ball of yellow fire there. And it's burning up any issues around confidence and personal power. We're going to take an extra moment here because I find, especially at this time, is when we really need an extra boost in self-confidence, in personal power, so that we can manifest our intentions, so that we can accomplish our goals. So just make this fire a little bit bigger in your solar plexus chakra. Just make it bigger and bigger, burn brighter and brighter. Just breathe into it. Great. Now we're going to move up to the heart chakra. And the heart chakra is going to fill up with this great ball of green fire. And it's burning up any issues around love, including self-love. And again, this is another major area that we want to focus on. And, you know, I really want you to focus on all parts of, you know, the front, the back, the left side, the right side. Just see the fire, the green fire burning there from all sides. Yeah, and make it burn bigger and bigger. Make it stronger and stronger. Okay, wonderful. Good. Now we're going to move up to the throat chakra. And we're going to imagine a great ball of blue fire, light blue, turquoise blue here. Just breathe into that and imagine that fire getting bigger and bigger, burning away all issues around communication, self-expression, speaking our truth, being who we really are. Okay, we're going to move up to the third eye. And we're going to imagine here a great ball of indigo fire. And it's going to burn up any issues around difficulties with intuition, imagination, wisdom, making decisions, so that it's all much clearer, burning brighter and clearer. Now we're going to move up to the crown chakra at the top of the head. And just imagine a big ball of violet fire burning up any issues around our connection to God, our spirituality, oneness. And let this fire get bigger and bigger. And then just imagine that the fire, the energy is going out. Wow. Yeah, okay. Out through the crown chakra into your aura, into your energy field. All the way up from your root, all the way to the crown and out into your aura. So you should now feel a surge of energy, feel energized, and feel gently alert. Okay, great. How are you guys all feeling? Yeah, I know you don't really have to answer that, but if you want to, you can write it in the comments in the Q&A box. Whew. So at this point, I would suggest taking just a sip of water if you can, just to, because we're going to reset a little bit here. Perfect. I would like to ask, how is that for you? You know, what did you experience? How are you feeling now? All right, so we're going to, gosh, time goes by so fast. All right, so we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to do some activations, and then we're going to do some clearing. So we're going to do an activation now to empower you to create miracles in your life, to fill you up with gratitude, to release you from self-judgment, open up your heart so that you can create the life that you desire, to fulfill your intentions, to heal your heart. So this activation is going to run now. And this is going to run in all levels, all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities, all levels of consciousness, all, you know, all generations, 7 generations back and forward. So instead of me saying all that all the time, I'm just going to say all levels and in all, in every way possible, and for everyone's highest good, because it just gets too long and I want to save time. So yeah, this activation is running now to help you to create more miracles in your life and heal your heart and fill you up with gratitude, release you from self-judgment. Because the more gratitude you have and the less self-judgment you have, the more you can create, the more space you have to create, right? So we're going to work with the guides and angels to help run this activation for everybody. We're going to ask our higher selves to help bring this activation through with ease and grace. Okay, perfect. And this is going to continue to run. We're going to run another activation to rejuvenate your cells, increase your energy, increase your mental clarity. And so this will help to make it easier to focus on and manifest your dreams, to focus on and manifest your goals and intentions and resolutions. Okay, so we're going to run this activation now. And let it be for everyone's highest good in all levels, all times, spaces, dimensions, and realities, all levels of consciousness, 7 generations back and forward. Okay, perfect. And this is going to continue to run. Okay, now we're going to run an activation to help you move forward so that you are not stuck, so that you can make clearer decisions, so that you can actually manifest your new intentions, new goals, or new resolutions, finishing what you started, making decisions and making them stick. So we're going to run this now. Let this be for everyone's highest good. Okay, perfect. And we're going to run an activation to to manifest your desires with much more power. And things will manifest for you much, much faster. And stay focused on the positive and the expansiveness of this new reality that we're in. So we're going to run this now. For everyone's highest good. In all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. In all levels. All right, great. It's going to continue to run as well. And we're going to run an activation to help you to fully embrace who you really are, the authenticity of you, the uniqueness of you, to really embody all of that so that you can create your desires for yourself, for what's right for you. We're going to run this activation now. In all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. All levels of consciousness. For everyone's highest good. Great, and it's going to continue to run. All right, and we're going to run one more activation here. We're going to run an activation which will help to align you with your true self and your purpose in life, giving you the courage and the knowledge of how to follow it right now and without fear. So it's going to run this now. And on all levels, for your highest good, in all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities, every aspect of you, for your genetics, for All right, perfect. This is going to continue to run as well. I don't know about you, but I am like so hot now at the moment, really feeling the energy flowing and really feeling this heat. For me, I tend to get hot now when I run energy, so if I may have to start taking off my sweater. All right, perfect. So we're gonna okay, let's have some water, right? Let's have some water. So again, how are y'all feeling? What are you experiencing? Let these energies run. They will continue to run, so just allow and receive. Okay, so we're, let me just check the Q&A quickly. Make sure everything is all good. Oh, good. Good, my mom looks pretty good. Whew, okay, wow. Okay, let's keep going, and then I will be taking some live caller questions, I promise. I just want to make sure that we do most of the healing work that I had planned for today first, and then, you know, we'll take some caller questions. Okay. All right. So... All right, so now we're going to do some more work. So just take a deep breath, connect your heart space. I'm going to make sure I'm connected to all of you before we go further. And so I'm going to be asking you some questions. All right, here we are. So we're going to start off with some general healing, clearing questions and work. So would you like Creator's perspective on unconditional love? So you say yes, if you'd like that. All right. Would you like to know what unconditional love feels like? Say yes for that. And would you like to know how to accept and receive unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you are allowed to experience unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like Creator's perspective on self-worth? Say yes for that. And would you like to know what it feels like to have self-worth? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you are worthy of unconditional love? Say yes for that. And would you like to have Creator's perspective on joy? Say yes for that. And would you like to know what joy feels like? Say yes for that. And would you like to know from Creator's perspective that you are worthy of experiencing joy? Say yes for that. And would you like to know from Creator's perspective that you are worthy of experiencing joy on a continual basis? Say yes for that. And would you like to have Creator's perspective on success? This could be success on any level, success with goals, success with business, success with love, success with life. So would you like to have Creator's perspective on success? Say yes for that. And would you like to know what success feels like? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you're worthy, that you are worthy of being successful? Say yes for that. And would you like to know who you are from Creator's perspective? Okay, perfect. So now let me ask you some more questions. So anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes, where you just couldn't stick to your intentions, your resolutions, your goals, etc., would you like Creator's perspective on what really happened? And let's clear that away. And would you like Creator's perspective on what intentions, goals, and resolutions are? Say yes to that. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to accomplish your goals, intentions, resolutions with ease and grace? Say yes for that. And would you like to know that you are allowed to, and that it's possible for you to accomplish your goals, intentions, and resolutions with ease and grace? Say yes for that. And would you like to know and feel that you are worthy of accomplishing your goals, intentions, and resolutions with ease and grace? Say yes to that. Would you like to know and feel that it is safe for you to accomplish your goals, intentions, and resolutions with ease and grace? Say yes for that. Would you like to know what it feels like to be willing and ready to accomplish your goals, intentions, and resolutions with ease and grace? Say yes to that. In anywhere and everywhere, in all lifetimes and levels, where you judge yourself for not accomplishing your goals, intentions, and resolutions, would you like creator's perspective on what really happened and clear that away? Say yes for that. And would you like creator's perspective on acceptance of yourself and others? Say yes for that. As you are. Acceptance of yourself as you are. Say yes for that. And would you like to know how to accept yourself and what it feels like to accept yourself as you are? Say yes for that. Okay, great. So we're just going to, because we've done some clearings and so on and so forth, I just want to fill us up a little bit with some more energies. Okay, so so let's just fill us up with some energies first, and then we'll maybe go into some questions. We'll see. So now I invite you to open your hearts to accept and receive pure, infinite, divine energies from your higher self, from the cosmos, from spirit. So I invite you to receive pure, infinite, divine, unconditional love into your heart and all of your being. And receive pure, infinite, divine wisdom and guidance to take inspired actions, to accomplish your intentions, your goals, and your resolutions for this year. And receive pure, infinite, divine perseverance to continue when you feel stuck and distracted from accomplishing your intentions, your goals, and your resolutions. And receive pure, infinite, divine creativity to accomplish your intentions, your goals, and your resolutions in a way that is right for you. Receive that now. Receive and accept that. And receive pure, infinite, divine abundance and feel its presence within and around you to assist you in accomplishing intentions, goals, and resolutions. And receive pure, infinite, divine grace, faith, and trust to be more of who you truly are. Know that you are divine and worthy of accomplishing your intentions, goals, and resolutions. So just receive as much as you can in this moment. Be open to accepting and receiving. Okay, so let me check in with all of you. See how we're all doing. I'm going to drink some water. Somebody says that their call is going crazy. Don't know what that means. So if you can ground into Mother Earth and bring that energy back up, that would be great to stabilize. Somebody's asking if there will be a replay. Yes, there will be a replay for sure. This is okay, perfect. So we're going to go to the phone lines first and take some questions, and then we're going to do some more healing work after as well. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712. Hello? No, I lost 5712. Maybe. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Let me unmute you. Hold on one second. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marlene. How
Can
are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Happy New Year.
How are you?
Good.
I was saying hello. Maybe it's the energy.
It's all good. Thank Happy you. New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's like amazing energy in my house right now. It's so
good.
Peaceful, loving, and light. I feel like I'm floating.
Yay. In a good way. Floating in a good way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not drunk.
Yeah. That's the best high, right? This is the best high you can
yeah.
get.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so relaxing. I'm wondering right now, because I'm ready to launch out here in Telesummit world and get my creations out there. I am wondering if like energy can be moved that mm-hmm. is kind of like, it almost feels like there's a block. Maybe I hit a plateau,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my finances, you know. They get to a good amount. I can't say it's not, but they, like, stick there.
Yeah, so what I'm feeling is, like, it's – I'm feeling a lot of pressure right now in my chest, right?
Mm. Yeah.
In my heart space, in my chest, and at the front part, right? So are you feeling suffocated in some way moving forward? Like, are you feeling, well, obviously feeling stuck, but is that what's, is there something smothering you, something that is really feeling tight and heavy for you about moving forward, other than the fact that, you know, it's scary, right? You know, like, there's no guarantees of anything, right? But is there something that you're feeling for yourself that you can see is that resistance? Because I'm feeling it in my chest, so I'm just going to bring some energy there for you to start breaking it up. We're just going to push some energy there for you to help start moving it. And, you know, basically, you know, I mean, you're a great manifestor, Marlene. So you don't have an issue with this at all, but so if it's the heart space, you know, it really comes down to more of the, where do you feel you're not worthy of hitting that higher level? You know, like, why are you sitting at this plateau? Do you not feel worthy of, you know, more, right?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's my energy. That's the issue, because I've held, you know, a lot of money. So I don't seem, you know, to have that issue. And I'm just wondering if it's like something that come from somebody else's energy or something.
Have you asked that question, Marlene? Is this mine?
Yeah, I've asked that. And then...
Sorry, Marlene, did you... Yeah. Does it get lighter? So as I've been sending energy to you, to your heart space specifically, that tightness is gone from, you know, it's a lot lighter now. But instead, I'm feeling it more in the head. So it's just moving out, slowly moving out, getting it to move out. So we're going to just bring in some more energies to move that out even more, expand your crown chakra even more so that it can flow with more ease for Marlene. So that flow is not going to get stuck. How's that feeling now, Marlene? Is that feeling a little better?
Yeah, I can feel like a lot of energy moving in my, you know, back where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my forehead, really.
Yeah, that's where I was doing it. So, yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to loop this energy to go from the front to the back, front to the back, from front to the back, and up and around your forehead. And it's just a loop that I'm creating right now just so that the energy will flow with more ease. Okay, perfect. So it's going to continue to flow, and you can let me know how you feel afterwards, Marlene, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you. Good. Okay. All right, so we're just going to... Hold on one second. I'll just refresh this. All right, so... we're going to go to phone number ending in, my screen is taking a while to load. Phone number ending in 1126. 1126.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
yes.
Who's this?
This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I don't know. I feel like there is some kind of, I don't know, entity or what. I have had nothing but bad luck health-wise, things breaking, fixing since November. It's just, I'm in a lawsuit with my father's widow that was 33 years younger, and she's a very, anyway, and I think something's going on there. I don't know.
Yeah, so you know how I said to Marlene when I asked her, I said, have you asked the question, is this mine? So when something, some energy is coming up that you don't like, ask that question, is this mine? And if it gets lighter, you know, then it's not yours and you can just return to sender, right? That's the easiest way that I have found to really clear energies that are not our own. I don't do a lot of entity clearing work, I'll be honest, but what we can do is, for you right now and anybody else on the call who may be having issues like this, what we're going to do is, it's amazing. I thought about this earlier in the day, so it's like, okay, this is what wants to happen. So we're going to call in Archangel Michael, and Marlene, this will help you too as well. So we're going to bring in Archangel Michael, who I just absolutely love and adore, and he's so powerful, and as soon as, you know, I mean, he's with me always. He's, you know, it's just amazing. So we're going to ask him to come in, and we're going to ask him to bring his flaming sword to cut any cords. And it's not just about cutting the cords. So Heidi, right? So Heidi, I just want you to take a deep breath and center in your body for a quick second. And so we're going to bring in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please come in now to assist in this process. Bring your flaming sword and cut all cords for Heidi in the front, the back, the side, all around that no longer serve her, and everybody else on the call. If they would like that, please say yes to cut all these cords all the way around your body, your entire energy field that no longer serve you, that are not in your highest and best good. Sever them all now. Chop, chop, chop. All right. And we're going to ask Saint Germain to come in with his violet. Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love him. So he's going to bring in his violet flame and transmute all of the residue from these cords and transmute them into higher energies for all of us. But he's going to take all the cords that he's cut, that Archangel Michael has cut, bring into the light and blow and burn away all the residue. So Saint Germain, please bring your violet flame now for Heidi and everybody else on the call and clear all levels of their body, their energy fields, their aura of all the residue from these cords that Archangel Michael just cut for all of us. So do that now, please. Thank you. So Heidi, I just want you to take a deep breath. Okay, how are you feeling?
Kind of peaceful.
Good. I'm like burning up, so the energy is just absolutely flowing. So I just want you to definitely drink some lots of water and just, you know, have the intention that, you know, these cords have been cut, the residue is gone, you know, everything's gone. So now consciously, you know, take it out of your mental field as well, right? Because sometimes we tend to go back and think about these things or feel the emotions and so on and so forth. So just let it all go now and move forward with a vision of how you would like to proceed. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So hopefully that helped. And you can let me know how you're doing later on in the Q&A, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Wonderful, thank you, Heidi. Okay, I just have to drink some water. Oh my God, I'm like burning up, like you wouldn't believe. Okay, so how is that for everybody? How are you all doing? So sometimes when cords are cut, we can get a little bit emotional, you know, because of the change in our energy field. So just take some deep breaths, ground into Mother Earth to get that support from Mother Earth to stabilize our energy field, stabilize our body, stabilize our emotions, and our mental body. So just take a quick jump in to Mother Earth right now to do that, so that will be helpful. Okay, perfect. And so let me just, we're going to go to phone number ending in 7263. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, who's this?
My name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I was just wondering if you, the exercise that you did just now helped a lot. And I've been asking myself if this energy that I'm feeling is mine, but I think it is mine, but the thing is I don't feel safe to go and achieve the goals that I need to achieve and everything. And
well, you know, we did a lot of work today.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just need to be patient and wait for the stuff to kick in or whatever, because
yeah. Sometimes it takes a sleep cycle for all of the energy to integrate fully and work through. So see how you're feeling tomorrow or the next day. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. And drink lots of water. I mean, you know, drink lots of water today. And continue to ground into Mother Earth the best you can.
Okay.
That will be helpful. Okay. That will be helpful to integrate all the energies.
Okay. So can I just say that the closer we get to this inauguration, the more unsafe I feel?
Yeah. So you're just picking up a lot of energies from, you know, society over, you know, in the States, right? So. I know I don't tap into it because I'm not there, but I don't tap into it because, you know, it's just getting caught up in all the emotions and all the fears and all that stuff, right? So is it serving you, you know, really think about that. So just know that it's most likely not yours. And so this week, I know it's going to be difficult for a lot of people. So try the best you can to disconnect from it, connect into Mother Earth, connect into what's important for you. You know, and because we are really, you know, empathic and we pick up on a lot, right, that's going on. So just take, this is going to be the week where you really want to take care of yourself. Okay? Both, like,
all
physically,
right.
Emotionally,
okay,
mentally.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
All right, we're going to take one more question here from the calls. The phone number ending in 1175. Phone number ending 1175.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. I was going to say, I know
hi.
Who you are, but I can't, the name doesn't come up.
I want to call you Sifalian, sorry. Hello.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. Yeah, no worries.
I have to get used to your new name. I believe that big changes are coming for me. I just hope it and I feel it, but I have no idea what they are, and I have no idea which direction to go and to start making the changes for myself. I'm just kind of lost, and I'm wondering why it's so hard for me to take the steps to just plunge forward with anything in my life. It's hard for me to find my voice. It's hard for me to step forward.
So is that really true? I'm going to ask you that. Truth, is that really true?
Well,
Because right now you're on the call, you step forward, you're speaking your truth, right? So it's not totally true, right? So it's just different perspective on it, right? So let me just tune in for a second here.
Thank you.
I'll be nice. All right, so you're feeling lost, right? And you're feeling like you don't know what to do, or that you haven't been able to do what you wanted to do all your life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like I long to become a healer. I long to have a more fulfilled life, a more joyful life. And I feel like I'm searching for it, and I'm praying for it, and I'm waiting for it, but I know.
there's no waiting. Why are you waiting? Okay, so anyways, so you really
That's
might want to take
saying.
My... Yeah, so you really might want to take my four-week program. It's only $44 for 4 weeks, and, we're going to do a lot of work in that program. But in the meantime, let me see what we can clear and heal right now on this call, right?
Thank you.
And I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, it's like,
I know.
Cute.
I'm silly girl.
Well, sometimes it's the words that we're using, right? So, so anywhere and everywhere where you have felt lost and not able to speak your truth, would you like to get Creator's perspective on that and see what was really going on?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, obviously my throat is a little bit rough. As well. So it's like, where are you not expressing your truth, right? Where are you not being who you really are? So would you like, would you like to know what it feels like to really express who you truly are with ease and grace and know that it is safe for you to do so?
Yes, please.
And would you like to know that you're worthy of being you, just as you are? There's no judgment.
Yes, please.
I feel like you're hard on yourself. You're being hard on yourself, Laura.
Okay.
So be kind. Be kind. So go back and tomorrow, and not today, go back and listen to this call tomorrow, because there was a lot more stuff that we did, earlier on as well that will help.
Uh-huh.
you know.
Okay. All right.
To release some of that. Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you, Laura.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do, thank you. We're going to do some more work in just a second. I just want to see, I know there was some, all right, there was some question that somebody had. So Linda was asking, what if you don't like the direction the universe is pushing you to your purpose? So Linda, first of all, the universe is not doing anything. So if you don't like the direction that you're going, you can change it. You have free will completely. But then on the other hand, if you're feeling resistance or if you're feeling there's something that you don't like, what is that, right? There's something there that needs to be healed and cleared and looked at. And so what would it take for you, Linda, and anybody else who may be experiencing this as well, what would it take for you to be at ease with your purpose, with the direction of your life, and also know that you can change it at any time? Right? So whatever doesn't allow you to do that, are you willing to let that go now? And everywhere where you have felt like this in the past, felt like you were pushed to do something, would you like to get Kritter's perspective on that and clear that now? And would you like to know what it feels like to have a relationship with the universe that is, I was going to say something and if I get done, okay, well, so just a relationship with the universe that you're happy with, that you get along with, that is joyful for you, that is love-filled for you. All right, perfect. Whew, thank you, Linda. Great question. Okay, so we're going to just go back and do some the rest of the healing work that I had wanted to do today. All right, so just I'm going to invite you all to take a deep breath and connect back into your heart space. And we're going to bring in some more energies to uplift and inspire you and fill you up, okay? So we're going to bring in some energies of infinite divine light and love and infinite divine wisdom, infinite divine joy, infinite divine grace. And we're going to seal in all of these new energies with gold, silver, copper, bronze, and platinum energies and sacred geometries and symbols that are coming in now for everybody. Me, you, everybody listening now, everybody listening later. Perfect. And I just want you to connect in quickly, briefly, with the crystalline core of Mother Earth, Gaia. And you know, those energies that we had sent down at the beginning of the call, they've been transmuted. So just want you to feel that new energy, that liquid love energy that Mother Earth has been transmuting for us. We're going to bring that up through our roots, through our feet, knees, thighs, our entire body. We're going to bring all of that energy up into our being, into our cells, all of our cells. Such a beautiful, loving, and supportive energy through our entire being and out our crown chakra and into our energy fields. So I just want to take a deep breath, integrate all of these energies, and just center in your heart space for a moment. And just we're just going to expand out as much as you can. So feel your entire being with light and love that you are. And then from the space of expansion and expansiveness, we're going to expand out even more, actually. We're going to expand out to be as big as the room that we're in and the city that we're in, state, the province that we're in, country, in the whole world. And I really invite you to express gratitude to the universe for the blessings that are about to come your way, your intentions that are coming to fruition, the goals and resolutions that you're accomplishing. Express gratitude for all of that. And I'd really like you to tell yourself, I love you and thank you. And I'm grateful. And really mean it. And so from this beautiful expansive space, I invite you to send out blessings of love and light and grace and gratitude to your loved ones, your friends, your family, your community, the world, and yourself, especially yourself. You deserve it. You deserve love, and you're worthy of it. You're worthy of love. So as you are sending out this beautiful energy to everyone and everything, I want you to see yourself receiving it as well. Because as you send that energy, you're also receiving. So see yourself receiving it. To receive this love and energy. And just take a deep breath and just be open to receiving from everybody that's on the call now and from everybody that's going to be on the call later. And the more that you're open to receiving, the more the abundance and grace will show up in your life. So just keep receiving that love and blessings and gratitude. I'm sending it to all of you right now. So please receive. Be open to receiving. Accept. Beautiful. And then just take a few deep breaths and just start to feel your toes. Be aware of your body. And, you know, just be full of this gratitude, this joy, this energy. Just ready. Be ready to start your life anew. Be ready to start this new year with new intentions, new vibration, new energy, new ways of being you, right? The spaciousness. This is who you are. So be you. And, you know, enjoy and expand into the energy of this new year and know that anything is possible for you. Know that you can be prosperous. You can live a life that's prosperous and full and magical. And I really would like that for you. So definitely drink lots of water today, today and tomorrow especially. And if you can connect into Mother Earth, continue to do that. Connect into your own body. You'll start to feel the energies stabilize as they're integrating into your being. So do that, and definitely take a look at the my program, $44 program, the Intention Manifestation Mastery Program, if you'd like to work more deeply with me. And there will be a replay of this, so I will be sending out a replay shortly, in a little while, so you can take listen to it again. I wouldn't listen to it again today. I would listen to it tomorrow or the next day, okay? So be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself, and know that you've got this. You can do this. You can make your dreams come true. You can live that prosperous, magical life. You can be the true expression that you are, right? It's just going to take a little bit of focus and commitment, right? But you can do it. I know you can. So until next time, sending you all much love and blessings, and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now. Have a great day, everyone.